We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13. Brahma is stealing the boys and calves. Text number 28. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. One day, five or six nights before the completion of the year, Krishna, tending the calves, entered the forest along with Balaram. Purport. Up to this time, even Balaram was captivated by the bewilderment that covered Brahma. Even Balaram did not know that all the calves and cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, or that he himself was also an expansion of Krishna. This was disclosed to Balaram just 5 or 6 days before the completion of the year. Ekada charayan vatsan saramo vanamavishat panchashasu triyamasu hayana puranishvajaha. One day, 5 or 6 nights before the completion of the year, Krishna, tending the calves, entered the forest along with Balaram. So, 2 days ago, we were discussing the previous verse, and we did refer to a verse quoted by Srila Prabhupada from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita throughout this chapter. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arashava Britya Yare Yaiche Nachaya Seta Iche Kore Nritya, which means that only Krishna is the supreme controller and everybody else, including the demigods, not only the demigods, but including all the expansions of the Lord, starting with his first expansion, Lord Balaram, are his servants. If even the expansions of God, Vishnu Tattva, are the servants of the Lord, what to speak of us, Jiva Tattva expansions, very tiny, minute living entities? How much more we are to regard ourselves as servants of the Lord? And the second part of the verse says that everybody dances around the Lord like he wishes. So we are all dancing, doing whatever the Lord makes us do. Those who are surrendered to the Lord will dance inspired by the potency of pure devotional service to the Lord. And therefore they will be very inspired and they will be able to inspire others in the devotional service of the Lord. And those who are not surrendered to the Lord will dance according to the modes of material nature that the Lord is controlling. Mayak diakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that material nature works under my direction. And therefore, whoever is moving, as the majority of people, Bhagavad Gita says that every living being, embodied living being, is controlled by the modes of material nature. Only exceptional souls are free from the influences of material nature. Of course, by practicing devotional service, we become situated in transcendence, not by our own merit, but by the merit of the devotees of the Lord who are giving us bhakti, giving us devotion. And it is like if we are riding on an airplane. When we ride on an airplane, we don't need to do any effort other than to enter the airplane. So the process of devotional service is like that. Like, for example, when we have a wonderful morning program like we have here at Bhaktivedanta Manor with many devotees and very lively, naturally we feel inspired isn't it? We get surcharged from the potency of bhakti, because the potency of bhakti in the heart of all the devotees gets together, and this creates what nowadays it is called synergy. It's a very powerful synergy. And naturally, there is a source for inspiration. Of course, it is up to us to be more or less receptive to it. And ultimately, it is the mercy of the Lord how much we are able to perceive. The Lord is making us dance. And as Jiva Tattva expansions that we are, the Lord takes into account what's our will. According to our will, He will reciprocate. Yaya tamam prapadyante tam sataiva vajami aham mama varman vartante manusya parta sarvajaha. As people surrender unto me, I reciprocate with them. So it will depend of what do we want, that the Lord will arrange things both externally and internally so that we can get whatever we are asking for. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam ekovahunam yovidadati kaman. The Supreme Eternal is supplying the desires of all the minute living entities, eternals. So He's actually reciprocating, and He will give whatever we want. Ultimately, that's the mercy of the Lord. So here we see that Lord Balaram, I refer to this verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, because even Lord Balaram, the first expansion of God, for those of you who may not be familiar, the Brahma Samhita describes that the Lord expands in many forms of God, unlimited forms of God, anantarupam. And He does it, diparchire vaidashantaramabhyupetya dipayate vivrittahetu samana dharma. He does it as a candle will lighten another candle. He lightens unlimited candles. And the original candle is Govinda, Krishna. He's the original, He's the source of all the other expansions. And therefore, sometimes we heard, I remember His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj used to say, Krishna is everything, but not everything is Krishna. So like Krishna says, I am the tasting water. But we cannot say that the tasting water separated from Krishna is Krishna. It is Krishna's energy, and there is no difference between Krishna and His energies. In that sense, it is Krishna. But not everything is God. Krishna is the supreme controller, and everybody else are dancing around Him according to His will. We are simply His servants, His puppets. Like Srila Prabhupada also in the Jaladutta poem, you may remember that, he was praying to the Lord that you have brought me here to, after seeing Boston, the first impression of Western civilization, very dodgy. What he saw was very dodgy, very dark, very lugubre. So Srila Prabhupada was praying, I don't know why you have brought me here, but my Lord, if you have brought me here to dance, please make me dance. Make me dance. Make me dance as you wish me to dance. So that's actually the mercy of the Lord, that He can make us dance. And He will make us dance according to His will if we surrender to His will. If we are resistant, if we are rebellious to His will, then He will reciprocate with our mundane desires, with our false ego that we are still keeping and fighting the surrender to the Lord, with our ego trying to control more than we are due. And it is actually not so easy. I remember in Spain, I used to go to a devotee dentist. Now he shifted to North America. Shivananda Sen is his name. This Prabhu used to, he repair my teeth for free, like he was doing that for brahmacharis and sannyasis. He was treating them without charging anything. To grihastas, he was charging half. And to non-devotees, he would charge a normal price or maybe a little bit more, I don't know. So when I used to go to the dentist, because I have a tendency to control too much, and many of you may identify with that tendency to a certain extent, or some of you at least. So when he was telling me relax, like moving the teeth like this, he would say relax. You have dentists here also, right? Some, what's the name? Krishna, what's his name? Krishna Kirtan? He's a dentist. Some of you go to Krishna Kirtan Prabhu for teeth reparation. Anyone? As the least as possible, right? We don't like to go to the dentist. We go only if we have no choice, isn't it? When we have no choice, then we go. So he was telling me, relax, you don't have to do anything. But I tried to do it myself, to put it, I don't know what, I didn't know what it was about, but he had to force me, and he was preaching to me, relax, you are a sannyasi, you should relax, you shouldn't try to control so much. He was joking, in a very jolly mood, very good friend. So you don't need to try to control, let Krishna control. And he was actually the instrument of Krishna for teeth reparation, and we need to let Krishna act through him. Isn't it? Many times we try to control other devotees if we are a leader. Sometimes devotees crack jokes, I don't know if here in Spain at least we do, that if you are a Hare Krishna devotee, you know about everything. Isn't it? You know better than anyone about anything. Don't you? Sometimes devotees can speak about law, about health, and because they know Shastra, they can speak better. I don't mean to criticize devotees of the Lord, but you know what I mean, isn't it? But actually, we don't know anything. The fact is that we know very little. And by the mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees, we know something. Like here we see that Lord Balaram didn't know, in the Leela, didn't know how the pastimes of the Lord were unfolding. For one entire year, he didn't realize that Krishna, his younger brother, had expanded in all the cowherd boys and calves. He could perceive that there was something wrong, but he couldn't really get it. There was something, some point, something didn't match here. But influenced by the yoga maya of the Lord, he is the Lord, but he's a servant Lord. So Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master. He's a servant, and the servant doesn't need to know everything about the master. Needs to know whatever the master wishes him to know. And in order to teach us, Lord Balaram didn't know what was going on. And today's verse says that only when 5 or 6 nights were missing to end the year, I suppose you have discussed in previous lectures how the Leela in this planet Earth lasted for 1 year. So this took place immediately after the killing of Agasura, the snake demon. And the cowherd boys didn't tell the inhabitants of Vrindavan about what had happened until 1 full year had passed. So actually, it is quite amazing, and this raised the question of Maharaj Parikshit, asking how come it took 1 year, and when they asked the questions, they asked it as if they were, as if it just happened, yesterday it happened. We just came back and this is what happened. So Lord Balaram, this happened actually in Balarama Purnima, the appearance day of Lord Balaram. And the fact that Lord Balaram couldn't see what happened, because by the arrangement of the Lord made that arrangement, chose that particular day so that Lord Balaram won't be present and then could not discover what was going on. Mother Yashoda requested Balaramji to stay at home because it was his birthday, and she wanted to have him close and do some special arrangement for his pleasure. She didn't want to have him separated from her, at least on that particular day. So the Lord chose. The bewilderment of Lord Brahma lasted exactly 1 earthly year. So it took 1 year until the cowherd boys were manifested again, and the Lord withdrew his expanding, and he rescued the cowherd boys from Lord Brahma. But it took Lord Balaram almost the full year to understand what was going on. So what prompted him to realize that? It was when he saw during the last week that the cows in Govardhan Hill, when he was herding the cows, he saw how the cows were running madly after their calves. They wanted to feed them. And the calves actually were grown-up calves. The calves were already, didn't need to drink milk. But the mothers wanted to feed them with milk. And then the cowherd men, when they saw that they were tending the cows up in Govardhan Hill, they started to run to prevent the cows from giving the milk to the calves. They wanted to have milk production. So they were running after the cows. But then when they saw their children, the cowherd boys, who were Krishna himself expanded, they didn't care about the cows giving the milk anymore. They forgot about everything, and they started to embrace the children with great love and affection. And Lord Balaram was wondering, how come I have never seen such intense expressions of love in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is the place of divine love, but I have not seen such intense expressions of love among the cows and their calves, grown-up calves, and among the cowherd men and their children. It is something actually very amazing. And then he realized, he said, okay, I got it. Krishna, this is Krishna expanded. And then he approached Krishna, what are you doing? What have you done? What are you doing? But the point is that it took 1 full year for Lord Balaram to understand what was going on. And he's God himself. And we are simply jiva tattvas. How much can we understand? We can understand very little. We can understand nothing. We think we do understand. But do we really understand what's happening? Isn't it? Of course, by the mercy of, as we were saying in the beginning, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of the Lord, manifesting especially through the Vaishnavas, but also in so many ways as the holy name of the Lord, in the form of the deity, in the form of the prasad, in so many wonderful, even in his vibhutis, in his natural material expansions, the Lord is helping us and allows us to get something, to understand something, or to get some orientation, and to understand, okay, I'm here. Okay, I'm here, I'm meant to go in that direction. But we don't know too much more than that. We don't know how do we digest the food. We accept what science tells us, but who really knows exactly how to digest? Even the person who may be an expert scientist and be able to explain in minute detail the process of digestion cannot control his own digestion. Sometimes that person may have acidity and he cannot help it and will have to tolerate whatever illness he or she is having. So in that sense, we are actually insignificant. We cannot do much. So what is good is that if we do what we are meant to do, which is Arashava Britya, we are servants of the Lord. If we serve the Lord, then everything else comes naturally, and we're able to do many wonderful things by the mercy of the Lord. Even things which normally we won't be able to do, we're able to do by the mercy of the Lord. Isn't it? Sometimes have you been able to do things very difficult? Sometimes? By the mercy of the Lord, we are able to do, like we recite this mantra from Sridhara Swami, the original commentator of the Bhagavatam, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim, Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Paramananda Madhavam, that by the mercy of the Lord, Madhava, who is an ocean of bliss, and then we add the line, Sri Guru Dinataranam, by the mercy of the spiritual master, who is the representative of the Lord, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord in Kali Yuga, coming to rescue us. A dumb person is able to speak something meaningful. And a lame person is able to climb mountains. Like in Spain, we have one devotee. It is actually the brother of Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu here from Spain. His brother, his name is Ugrasena. And he had, by the plan of the Lord, and that was a big tragedy, I can imagine, must have been very intense in the family. I wasn't there, but it must have been a big shock. A car accident took place and he lost his leg. So he has only one leg. But he is world champion several times of climbing mountains, Paralympics. And you can use, if you search, I can give you, if somebody is interested for your courses, I sometimes use it for to show how if there is a will, there is a way, and how the Lord can do anything. I can give you later on the name, Urko Barandiaran. So you Google it, and you can find him climbing mountains with one leg and climbing like anything in a very rapid way. So by the mercy of the Lord, anything very bad can happen. But then by the mercy of the Lord, that which is so bad becomes so good. And one still can serve the Lord. There is no limitation. Like we were hearing this morning, that the Lord can do anything. And a devotee can do anything. Srila Prabhupada was saying that devotional service is not limited by any material condition. whatever limitations we have will not hamper our service to the Lord. We just need to depend on the Lord, to surrender to the Lord, and to do our best. We may not be very good devotees. We may be people. I mean, when I think of myself, there are so many conditionings, so many impurities. But by the mercy of the Lord, it is possible to offer some service. And we all can do something for the Lord. And something very nice, like you are doing here in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Everything is very nice. You have like the mangal sweets are the best, isn't it? The biggest, the most beautiful. Because devotees, they are very careful in performing their devotional service. And every devotee perfects their particular seva, the offering to the Lord and to the community of devotees. And that makes everything very wonderful. So the conclusion is that we should remember Arashava Brittya. All of us are servants of the Lord. And Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Only Krishna is the supreme controller. Everybody else is his servant. So we are meant to depend on the Lord. Thank you very much for listening patiently. You may have some comments or questions. Please, you can ask them or make them.